This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Good to see everybody. We're continuing Daf HaShavua. Baruch Hashem, we were ahead of schedule, so we only have to do one Amud, and we'll actually be up to date. Okay? We're going to discuss a very interesting Shaila regarding if the kernel, the seed, the main fruit, let's say, was Aser. Now, this Amud is not talking about something that was Aser B'Isur Neder. It's talking about other Yisurim. We're going to have Truma, which is Batal in 100, which let's say Arla, which is Batal in 200, Klei HaKerem, 200, and then material, and then new growth develops. And let's say the new growth is enough to Mevatal the old growth. The Shaila is going to be, do we say that the new growth is Mevatal the old growth, and in that case, everything is Mutter? Or do we say it's not Mevatal it, and according to the Ran, if it's not Mevatal it, then everything is Aser. Not only the old growth, but the new growth, which is coming from the old growth, will also be Aser. So the way the Ran learns the Sugya, the Shaila is going to be, we can't take for granted the new growth is for sure Mutter. No, if the new growth is Mutter, then it's Mevatal the old growth. But if it's not Mevatal the old growth, then if what grew before is Aser, then everything will be Aser. We'll see how this fits into the words of the Gemara. We're going to start from the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis Ha'omer Le'ishtai, someone who says to his wife, Koinam Masa Yadayich Alai, someone who says to his wife, your handiwork is Aser to me, Koinam Hein Alpi, it's Aser to my mouth, Koinam Hein Lifi, it's Aser to my mouth, so then we say that whatever grows from it is Aser. Okay. Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama, Yishmael, the man of the village by the sea, Va'amrila Ish Kfar Diyama, some say Yishmael, the village of Diyama, He'ela Biyadai, he brought up the following question. Batzel sha'akare b'shvius, an onion that was uprooted in the Shemitah year. So the onion is Aser. It's Shemitah. Unetai b'shvius, then you plant it in the eighth year. So whatever grows now technically could be Mutter, but it's growing from something that's Aser. Verabu gidulav alikarai, and whatever grew is more than the main part, the original part, the original onion. So what's the shayla? V'hachi kami baile. This is the question. Gidula v'heter. Do we say the new growth is mutter v'ikare aser? And the primary, the original growth is aser. Meaning that's a statement of fact. Whatever grows in the eighth year is mutter. Whatever grew in the seventh year is aser. But now what do you do? Part of it grew in the seventh year. The rest grew in the eighth year. The majority grew in the eighth year. What do you do? Says the Gemara, Kivan derabu gidula meikar. Do we say since the new growth is more than the old growth, and it's roiv on it, oisan gidula heter ma'alin esa iser? Do we say the added growth of heter is mevata what's aser? Eloi, or not? Or not? Do we say Oisan gidulei heter malin es iser or not? Do we say the new growth is mevatel the iser or do we not? Now, the lashon of the Gemara is mashma. The shaila is on the old growth. Is it batel or is it not batel? The new growth, it seems like it should be mutter. The Gemara even said a lashon gidulav heter. But the Ran is good, right? If you read the words of the Gemara literally, it says the growth is mutter. And the Shaila is, do we say, since it's the majority, it's malin es eser, it's mevatlet, or maybe not? Or maybe not? Do we say it's mevatlet or maybe not? That's the Shaila. However, even though the words of the Gemara mashma that the Gidulan are for sure mutter, the Ran learns on the tzad, it's not mevatel the iser, the gidulan are also aser. Why? What would the svar be? Because they're growing from a davar aser. It's just a continuation of the davar aser. Let's see the Ran. Ish Kfar Yama. Shayodar b'Kfar Shayomir al Sfasayam. He lived in a village that was standing on the seashore. He'ela biyadai. He'ela she'ela zu b'piv. He brought up this question orally. Kidimit tagaminon, like we taich ubiyadai ritzba, in his hand was a kol uvepume memalel. In his mouth was words. So what does this mean? The Ran is saying something amazing. Even though the words of the Gemara are he'ela biyada, he brought up in his hand, sometimes the hand is a reference to the mouth, like in the Navi Yeshaya, ubiyadai ritzba, in his mouth. Okay? Sometimes the hand could be a reference to the mouth. Just something came to mind. Chaim v'hamoves biyad haloshein. Right? Interesting. So, you know, I always said biyad haloshein when you're texting also. Biyad haloshein. But here, that I think, you know, what the Ran is saying would also explain that. Sometimes there's a connection between, sometimes in Tanakh the word hand is used and it means the mouth. Okay. V'rabu gidula v'alikarei. Lav rabei b'lchud kamar. It doesn't just mean it's majority. Ela rabei shekiyotzba b'midi da'asimei alma hayaba kidei levato aso iser. It means it's majority in a way that it comes that ordinarily it would be enough to be mevat aliyaser, meaning it's a shear that it can be mevat aliyaser. Miu begidulin mesafgale. The shaila is about the gidulin. I gidule hef heter ma'alena se'iser. Oiloi. Now, this next part of the Ran is not legislated, but I say it's required. It's the ikker. The one thing that they don't have on the official Ran list, I think it's required. Venerally, the ikker sveike. The main suffix here is, I aminon de gidulin. Do we say that what grows, kiven shenim shachin v'yoytzim in a ikker, since it comes out of the primary, she'enoi kala, which doesn't disintegrate, yihavaluhu ke ikker, is it like the ikker, v'asiri? Or yihavaluhu ke heter, umalin es ha'iser. So, the shaila, really, in the words of the Gemara, are Mailan es ha'iser oiloi. The Gemara's shaila, the words of the Gemara's shaila is going on the part that was there before. Is it batal or not? But the truth is, the shaila is really not on what was there before. It's on the gidulin. Because if it's not mevatal yasir, then the gidulin are going to be asir. And the Ran says, v'din hu d'habalei l'mevay gidulin atzman. The shaila, the truth is, the Gemara could have had the shaila on the gidulin itself. Shari ayasiru. Me, however, Habahatalia, one is dependent on the next. The igidule heter malinus iser. If the heter is mevatali iser, pshita dasharu. It's pashat, it's permitted. The ein malin, and if it's not mevato, pshita da asiri, it's pashat that it's aser. The isharu, because if it was mutter, hayumalin, it would be mevato. Meaning the shaila is really on both. If it's mevato, so then it's mutter, and the ikar is mutter. If it's not mevatel, then we say, not only is the ikar aser, but it grows out of the iser, and therefore it's aser as well. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya. The raya is, aser l'kamed Rav Ami. So, he came before Rav Ami. Yishmol ish kfar yama came before Rav Ami. Amar, lo yhava biyadi. Rav Ami didn't know. By the way, I would answer, I would say, Loi hava biyode. Not he didn't have it in his hand, maybe he didn't have it in his mouth. Okay? Like we said, hella biyode. Also, k'meidur of Yitzchak Nafcha. He came before Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, pashat le min hada. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha brought him a proof from this case. The Amr of Chanina, Rav Chanina, the Amr of Chanina, Teresa, Amr of Yanai, Rav Chanina, Teresa said the name of Yanai, Batzel shel truma shenatayif. Let's say you have an onion of truma that you planted it, Virabu gidulav alikarai, and the growth was a roiv from the original amount, mutter. Everything is mutter. So everything is mutter. Not only the growth, but the ikar itself. So we see that it is mevatal. Let's see the Ran. So truma shenatoi v'rabu gidula v'ali kari mutter kolamra delay havet truma. It's not truma. The asu gidulin, the gidulin come umevatlin ikar, the mevatal ikar miu tevel hava. So in other words, the truma come, it's not truma, because whatever grew, so again, the main onion was truma, and then the rest of it was gidulin, that was not truma. So we say it's mevatalet. The Ran just points out, okay, it's mevatalet, it's not truma, but now it's tevel. Now it's something that's chayiv in truma. Tevel hav dehabatli gidula v'so'ikur k'damrina and mutter loymar. When we say it's mutter, it means to say depaka shem truma minei. The name of truma has flew off of it, v'shari b'achilas arai. Now you could eat it temporarily without being mafresh, but it's still chayiv in truma. So this was the proof. The proof was from a case of an onion of truma that you planted, and the halacha is it's mevatel. So Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi, what?
How does it become nullified? What's the? I mean, why don't we always do that for truma? Then we should just bury it. Something grows from it, then we're good to go.
Because ein mevatlin lecharchila. Lecharchila, you're not allowed to be mevatlet, but if you did do it, then it's batel. But you're not. It's not something you're allowed to do in the first instance. Amalei Rav Yirmiya. So Rav Yirmiya said to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, who brought this raya, v'itim Rav Zrika. And some say, Reb Zrika said to Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Shavik mar train va'avid kechad. Why did you forsake two and follow one? Meaning you brought a raya, this was the raya from Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. This was the raya of Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. However, there are two rayas against this. You forsook two and you followed one. What are the two rays against it? Maninu train. The Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avo, and then Rabbi Yochanan. Yalda shesibva shesig yalda shesibcha bezakena. A young tree that you grafted onto an old tree. You grafted, basically you took a branch of a young tree and you grafted, you stuck it into an old tree. Now an old tree, it's been a long time since it was Arla, but the new branch is Arla in the first 3 years, Uba Peirais. And there are fruit on the young part of the tree. But the thing is, Arla is Bato 1 in 200. And the fruit grew 200 times. Uba Peirais, Afa Pi Shahisifa Masayim, even though it added, 200 was added to it. Usser, it's usser. Why is it usser? Why don't we say it's batel? Why don't we say the new growth is mevatel, what was there before? So it's a question on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Meaning, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha brought a raya from what Rabbi Hanina, Teresa, and then Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, why would you follow that? We have two rayas against that. What is it? One, this case of grafting. And number two, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rav Yoinasan, Batzel Shinatoy Bekerem, if you plant an onion in a vineyard, so now it becomes Klei HaKerem, you know how to plant a vegetable in a vineyard. Now, V'nekar HaKerem, the vineyard has been uprooted, and now the onion grew 200 times. The halacha is aser, it remains aser. So it's a second raya against what Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, that it's not batal, that we don't say batal.
They're really comparable, the two cases. The deal with the fruit tree, the tree on its own. It doesn't need this other tree.
Again, in this case, you planted an onion, and at the time there was a vine growing there. Then you uprooted the vine. Meanwhile, the onion then grew at least 200 times more. It remains also. We don't say that the clay hakaram is batal. Let's see the Ran. So the first raya was batzel shel truma shenatoy v'rabu gidula v'ali karei mutter kolaymar doloi have a truma. It's not truma. The asu gidulin, the gidulin come umevatlin ikar, it's mevatal the ikar miu. Okay, we did that. Shavak mar train. You forsook two, namely Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan, the Sfira Lahu, Deloy Asu Gidulin Umavatlin Iker. Yolda Shesibcha Bezakena. Yolda Shloy Avrola Gemoshanim. A young one that 3 years did not pass. A young one that is not in 3 years. Vikitsitsa. And you cut it. Viherkiva. And you grafted it benetia zaken in an old plant, sha'avru alea gimoshanim, that 3 years passed, uba peirois, and there are fruits on it, she'ilu loy hayu ba peirois, if it would not have fruits, aminu beperk mashuach mochama, we say in perk mashuach mochama, de yolda she'sivcha bezakena batla, that a young one that was grafted in an old one is batal. In other words, normal, like this is very important to know. Normally by grafting, if there are no fruits on the new branch, we don't say the first 3 years that grows out of the new branch that's grafted onto an old tree is arla. No, that's for sure batal to the tree. But here we're talking about there were fruits on the tree, and then the fruits grew 200 times more. Then we say it's not batal. So Allah is afal pi shehoysef masayim, asr. Even though it grew 200 times as much, it's also afal pishay sifu oisan perois. Even though those fruits were added begidul and masayim 200 amashay yekaidim, what was before she sibcha, before you grafted also afal gav the gidulin shal heter. Even though the gidulin of heter mizakena kasu was coming from the old tree, because again, now that it's grafted, it's growing from the old tree. V'kaimalon yolda shesibcha b'zakena bala. We hold, like we mentioned, that if you graft a new branch onto an old tree, it's bato. But since it started off with fruits, then we say whatever additional growth the fruit experiences is coming from the original fruit, which was arla. Since these fruits were before you grafted, the gidulim are not mevatel iker. Even though the vineyard is uprooted, okay, this is a case of the onion. And the onion grows beheter. Aser, ama gidulin. We see gidulin kibin shemino ikrayim yoytzim, since they come out of the main part of the fruit, which was aser. Harei heim kamayu. It's like them. Begabi shvius nami loishna. We should say the same thing by shmita in the original shaila of Yishmael ish kfar yama, where you have something that an onion planted in shvius, you uprooted it, you plant in the eighth year, it should be aser. And we have two sources that it should be aser, and only one source that it's mutter. But then the Gemara says, the bottom line is we should bring a raya from the following teaching. Hadar asla kamed Rav Ami. Then this gentleman Yishmael came before Rav Ami. Originally, Rav Ami didn't have a proof, and then Rav Ami, it hit him. Upasha leimin hadar. He brought a raya from the following place. Am Rav Yitzchak, Am Rav Yochanan. Litra bitzolim shetikna. Let's say you have a litra, it's a measurement of onions, that you are mafrish your chiyuvim, truma meiser, shetikna, you fixed it, you took off the requisite truma meiser, uzra, and then you planted this measurement of onions. Mis aseres lefi kula, You need to take off Meiser not only from what grew new, but you need to take off Meiser even from the original. Because we say the original became Bittul. So we see over here that we do say Bittul. We see we do say Bittul. Now, this is a very big chiddush because normally we say Bittul, something Asur becomes Mutter. Here, what the Bittul is saying is something that you took off Truma is like you didn't take off Truma? What does that mean? We always know there's a concept that something which is prohibited, it could become Bittul. It could become Bittul. But that something that was Mesukan should now become no longer Mesukan, that's a interesting idea. But this, you know, by the way, this also goes to show, originally they asked Rav Ami, he didn't know. You know, just because other people gave a quicker answer, it doesn't mean they gave a more thought out answer. Ultimately, Rav Ami was the one who came up with this proof that we see that we do say Bittul on the Iker. And the Gemara says this is not a proof. Listen carefully. This only proves we say Bittul lechumra. We're going to say that something that you were mafresh chuma meiser, and then part of it grew, you'll have to do it again. So lechumra will say that the what was not taken off meiser and chuma is mavatel what was. However, we're not going to say it lakula. We're not going to say that if you have an ikur of Shemitah and then more stuff grows in the eighth, we're not going to say what grew in the eighth is mevatel. We're not going to say lakula to be matter the rest. No, we're going to say that if the ikur is asr, everything is asr because it came from there. So the Gemara says it's not a raya. The halacha was misasar slufi kul. You have to take off ma'aser off the whole thing. And alma we see oisan gidulin mevatlan ikar. Those growths are mevatel the ikar. Says the Gemara, maybe that's only regarding dima lechumra shani. Maybe only lechumra we say that, but not lekula. Maybe not lekula. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says. Misasaras, you take off Maiser lefikula. No, we have to go up one line. Shatikna, shehifrish chumasa umasar sa. You took off a chuma Maiser from the leader of onions, vizara, and then you planted it. Lefisheyesh ba'isa litra kama basam. There are many onions in that measurement. Vuhu noita, and you planted it. Elech ve'elech. Vishayach balasha and zriya. Misasaras lefikula, lefi hagidulin. Based on what grew, veho ikar, and what was there before. Alma, we see, asu gidulin, the gidulin come, hamechuyavin, that are chayiv, umevatlin es ikar, the mevatl ikar, hapater. Biaf agav de le'el besamach, even though earlier, amarev avo, mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, de yalda shesivcha bezekena ubapeirois, afal pi shoysifim asayim, asr. We said earlier that by Rabbi Avohu quoted Rabbi Yochanan that if you take a new plant and you graft it in an old one, whatever grew is asur. And we see lo yasu gidul mevatel nikar. And here we say it is mevatel. So then it's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan's. Because earlier Rabbi Avohu quoted Rabbi Yochanan that we don't say bittul. And here we're quoting Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Yochanan, it is Bittul. You have to say, Amaroi nin valiv de Rabbi Yochanan. It's machlok, it's Amaroi, what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Says the Ran, Dilma lechum rashani, lo'oi lamei malacha, maybe I'll tell you, really, there is no Bittul. The medina lo'yasu gedilim mevatlin ikar. Gidulin don't come and they're not mevatl the ikar. The adaraba, hareihim kamoyu. The gidulim will be usher like the ikar. So why over here do you have to take Meiser off everything? Here we say it's mevatelet lechat only as a chumra. What does it mean as a chumra? You take Meiser off the whole thing. So you're going to take Meiser off the Nu, or you're going to take Meiser off the whole thing. Now this is very interesting. Why? Remember we said that the other Rishonim hold, the Gidulin are always Mutter, the Shaila is about the Iker. Meaning, according to the Ran, it's always uniform. The growths will always have the same din as the Iker. If the Gidulin are Mutter, then they're Mevatel the Iker. If the Iker is Aser, then we'll say the Gidulin are also Aser. Meaning the Shail is not only on the Gidulin. The Shaila, excuse me, is not only on the Iker. The Lashon of the Gemara, as we pointed out, is mashma that there's no question the Gidulin is Mutter. The question is whether the Gidulin are Mevatel the Isser or not. Yes or no. But now the way the Ran learns is that the Gidulin are not definitely Mutter. If it's not Mevatel, then the Gidulin itself will be Aser, which means that you're never going to have a case where one of them has a different status than the other. You're never going to have a case where the Iker is going to be Aser and the Gidulin are Mutter. You're never going to have a case like that. It's either both going to be Mutter because the Gidulin will be Mevatel, the Iker, or if they're not, then the Gidulin themselves will be Aser. Okay, so that's Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Okay? Thanks everyone for joining. And we'll see you, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday. Kol Tov, everyone. Kol Tov. Thank you.
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.